Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So while Annie and Kennedy are off to Turks and Caicos on Saturday, me and my son are hopping in the car and we're driving to the Catskills.
Way more fun.
We're going to be right there, right near Woodstock, New York at this campground. And we're going to do the tubing and the zip line, like all of it. But and look, we've been camping for a very long time, from tents when Barrett was in a pack and play to a huge RV to a little, like we've done it all over the years. But I've never gone on a trip like this before because it is, I think, 7 or 8 dads and I think like 21 kids.
Oh, it's a lot of dudes.
Right.
So, yeah, here's my statement. Like with all those men, who's going to be standing around the fire going, what? Well, you want me to make the fire? No, I'll make the fire. You're not using the log cabin? I'll do the TP.
Kennedy, you would love this group of guys because there is somebody in charge that has made like a grid of what food you're responsible for, what time your arrival is.
Love it.
Where you go. I mean, it is very well.
Who builds the fire is not on there, I bet.
That is because I was the last one to join in this group. Uh-huh. I am responsible for fire. I have to purchase all of the firewood.
I love the Excel spreadsheet.
No, it is.
There's
yes.
Carson Fire. You're like,
that's
okay,
exactly right. This person's going to Whole Foods for this. This one's going to this store for that.
Yes. There's no way you're not getting judgment for building that fire, though. There's no way.
Hey, I'm good with a fire. I do the TP method.
I used to go camping with just one person, and he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, back up.
It's going
to
be 6 dudes in New Balances just standing over your shoulder. Like.
But what's going to be different for me going camping is with a big group of kids like this. I've never done. We're all going to be like on the same little swath of ground. With all of the tents.
Yeah, and getting 21 people to go ziplining at the same time, easy.
Right.
I think a fair question is, what is the age range of the kids that you'll be
with? Oh, very young. All of the kids are like Barrett's age. They're all within that probably 4 to 9, 10, or 11 years old. And they're all lax bros, too.
Okay, they're not too smelly yet, though.
Yeah, but a lot of lax bros. There's going to be a lot of lax bros there. That's, you know.
I thoughts and prayers, Carson.
It's Kennedy's nightmare.
T's and peace.
really is.
T's and peace,
Kennedy. Aside from the Excel spreadsheet, I don't want anything
to
do
with that. You are living her nightmare.
All right. 617-931-1234. So we want your, like, how it went horribly wrong, who ended up in the ER, who broke something, what happened, did you just completely leave in the middle of the night because of something that happened? Thankfully, the weather looks good. I'm going to start first with Chucky. What do you have, Chucky, for a camping horror story?
I was on the younger side, before 15 years old, I went to a camp called Camp Triumph behind Bentley College in Waltham.
Right.
We went on a little field trip, and in the camp counselor's car, there was 3 kids in the back, 2 adults in the front. He decided to blow a red light because nobody was coming every which way, and wound up getting into a car accident. And I don't know if anybody remembers this, but the seats used to have like metal plates in the seats. Okay. My left knee went into the plate and literally almost shattered my kneecap.
What does that have to do with camping, Chucky? We're talking about camping. This is a car accident.
He was on his way to camp, Carl.
It was a camping horror story.
It's camp adjacent.
That's such a stretch, Chucky. Such a stretch. We love you, though. Have a great day.
You too.
Lisa's from Norton. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right. What's your horror story from camping with a large group of people?
So it was actually the group next door to us. So when I was little, we always used to go camping up in New Hampshire. And a skunk decided to make its route throughout the campground. And we all sat very still so we didn't scare it. Well, next door, they scattered because they were completely drunk. And they're running around. I think one of them ended up getting sprayed, but one guy tripped over a log. And it wasn't until the next morning that we woke up to screaming that he realized that he had broken his leg, but he had been so drunk the night before, he never realized he broke his leg.
Wow. That booze was good.
Some good dad IPAs.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Oh, great.
I love that a skunk will make people run faster than like a coyote.
Right?
And I love that you knew to stand still.
the more you know. Don't mess with the skunks.
Nice. Thanks for calling in, Lisa. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Kennedy, you and I, we could exchange some photos if you like and some videos. You from Turks and Caicos on the beach with Annie and
Pina Coladas. Carson's still trying to do the fire after 16 hours.
Pro tip, best kindling you'll ever have, Doritos.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'm taking the guitar too, Kennedy.
No. Why would you do that?
Cabana boy, smash guitar.
I am learning Old Town Road and I'm going to play it around the campfire for the kids.
Why? Sure. And then when one of them gets it and breaks it, you're going to cry. So don't do that.
Yes, producer Dan.
We have Eddie from Lowell on line one.
Lowell. Good morning, Eddie. You have a disaster story from camping?
Yeah, this is Eddie from Lowell. How you doing?
Hey, Eddie.
Lowell.
What's up?
So about 40 years ago, I went camping, and like some all my buddies and their girlfriends were up in the campground and put up their tents. And me and the girl, we had to work until about 9 o'clock, and it was raining on the way up. So we said, let's just get a hotel room. We'll go up to the campground the next day. Well, that night, they had like 2 inches of rain. So we went there, and we had our white shorts and white shirts on. And we show up at the campground, the whole thing was flooded, everybody was covered with mud, all the tents were kind of washed away a little bit.
Right.
And so we show up with the white shirts and shorts, and everybody's covered with mud on their shirts, and we looked at them, we said, uh-oh.
Turned around and left.
Went back to the hotel.
Bye!
Yeah, we get thrown in the mud, and we just partied all weekend.
Eddie, who goes camping in all white?
Yeah. First problem.
It was a lovely summer day. What do you want?
He's like going to the Hamptons. He's like, white party.
It wasn't after Labor Day.
White claw party. Can you get it right?
Ooh, ain't no laws or you're drinking claws, baby.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.